Rear on KSOM as we take a look back at the high school baseball season, talking with Ryan Lockwood, head coach for Griswold. And coach, certainly an interesting season to say the least, an 8-15 record, which I believe is a slight improvement over the previous year. How are you feeling overall about your team season?
Yeah, I thought we had a strong season. We won a couple more games than last season, and eight wins is the most for our school in the last 10 years, I believe. So, I mean, it's good progress. We're continuing to move forward. Obviously, we wanted to do a little bit more. We dropped a few games there, by one or two runs that really could have got us up to that 500 mark pretty easily. And so, obviously we want to build on that and try and, complete those games a little bit better. But overall, I think it was a successful season. Obviously wanted to see it last a little bit longer. Wanted to get to that, next round, keep going. It didn't work out this year, but that's going to be, focused going into next year.
Sure. Three seniors on the roster this year, two of them full-time starters, Zane Johnson and Bodie Wyman, plus Alex Nelson, got a lot of playing time as well. Your thoughts here on your graduating players?
Yeah, strong core players. These are the first guys I've been with for 5 years. So I've had these guys their whole high school career in baseball. And so that's always a tough one. It's been a couple of years since I've had to even graduate a senior. So we're definitely going to have a hard time replacing them. But they've really put their mark on the program. Alex Nelson, just tremendous growth from his eighth grade year to now. He played in every game. He was a DH in a lot of those and played defense in a lot of those too. So he played in every game, had just great improvement all the way throughout. Bodie Wyman, our ace on the mound, just always just giving us great outings, most of the time complete games, saving us a lot of innings for other pitchers, and just really commanding the strike zone and keeping the hitters off balance and giving the defense an opportunity to help him win games. So he's obviously going to be missed in that aspect. Plus, leadoff hitter for the last 3 years, just a great bat, just very steady, puts the bat on the ball and does a great job in all that. And, Zane Johnson, he's been a starter since his eighth grade year, and he's just been a consistent bat for us, always a power hitter, always hitting the ball hard, hitting it to all parts of the park, hit home runs for us, just great ball player and just a really solid defender. He played over second base this year, and I think he only had two or three errors on the whole season. So just a definitely going to be a lot to replace. I mean, Zane also, he set our school record for season career stolen bases this season. So he's the leader in that. So that's base running we got to replace. He was one double away this year for setting for tying our school record for doubles in a season. So obviously we've got big shoes to fill, but we've got a good core of players going to be returning. So that's good to have too.
Well, I got to talk a little bit also. I mean, you're going to lose Wyman as your leading pitcher. Alex Nelson also threw some for you, the two of those seniors. But you, in the playoff game, you decided to go with Calden Turner as your starting pitcher, which I was surprised me. But he pitched pretty decently. I mean, he's a junior, so he still has potential. Next year, he kept you in the ball game against Stanton, just couldn't get any key hits in that game and lost 4-0. But what do you see the potential of Calden? And, Kobe Clint also saw some action. You're going to want him to improve some of his numbers next year. And same thing with Braden Lockwood. But, talk on those pitchers that in their future.
Yeah, like I say, we got a good core of returning pitchers. These guys, this junior class, I've really been coaching them since they started playing baseball. I coached them in Little League before I took over the high school program. So I've got a lot of history with those guys. And so we've been working on that for a long time. Calden, we went with him, and he pitched an amazing game. And I know he was frustrated when I decided to take him out. I decided to make that move just based off a gut feeling. where we were in the lineup and stuff. And you know, Colby did a great job of coming in and doing his job. Unfortunately, we just missed a play on a bunt there, and it kind of opened the door for them to score a few. And then Bodie came in and finished it off. But, you know, Calden still had plenty to give. He's more of a two-pitch pitcher, and just they were starting to find a little bit of timing with him, so I wanted to change it up a little bit with Colby. Colby throws really hard, and he's starting to develop some of those off-speed pitches, and that's been really key for him. He's had some really good outings. Big reason, you know, Bodie had pitched a complete game against Stanton the last time we saw him, and so I wanted to give him a different look. Colby had pitched against them the first time we saw him, when we beat him, and he pitched really well. But there again, I wanted to give him someone they hadn't seen. They just haven't seen Calden before. And it really did work. It threw him off balance. He did a great job of inducing ground outs and pop-ups and stuff. So, I was very happy with our pitchers overall, but yeah, Calden really came into his own this year as a starter for us. And he's a good reliever too. But he comes in and just, you know, pounds of strike zone and keeps kids off balance. We're working on a few other pitches, but I think by next year he's going to be a force. Colby has really come along. He was kind of a closer for me last year, just didn't always have the longevity, but he's really worked on getting his arm strength up and all that stuff. Like I say, he throws hard. He throws from a different arm slot. And so we've been working, just being consistent on those off-speed pitches and those breaking pitches. And now that he's getting those, he's been a proven starter. So that's been really nice. Braden Lockwood, he's been our kind of our number two as far as innings pitched for the last couple of years. He's always in and around the strike zone. We're working on, you know, when he gets a little bit deeper in a count, you know, being able to just command the edges instead of having to put it right down the middle. So he's a good strikeout pitcher. So he's going to be valuable for us. And, you know, Kevin Turner, he's just a sophomore. And he really came into his own this year. Doesn't throw the hardest, but really, really paints the edges and keeps the batters off balance. He had a tremendous ERA in some relief appearances this year. He had a couple starts too, but he really pitched really strong for us. And so, I mean, with those guys, and then we've got a couple freshmen, eighth graders that are starting to really come along and getting real close to be able to get some of those varsity starts and innings pitched. And then, you know, when our eighth graders come in, we've got some arms there. So I'm excited for our pitching moving forward.
You know, one thing I've seen this year, and maybe more so than the past, I'm not sure, so I'll ask your thoughts on it, is maybe more hit batters by pitchers. Have you seen more hit by pitches this year than most years?
Yeah. I mean, we struggled. Braden kind of struggled the most with that, but we all kind of struggle with that a little bit. And that's, you know, we've been working, getting a lot of movement on our pitches and, you know, including our fastballs. So when we throw a fastball, we want a fastball that's going to move. A two-seam fastball is actually going to sneak in on batters' hands. And that induces more of those ground balls and those pop-ups and stuff. And so that works. But the issue is if we kind of lose a little bit of our mechanics and fly open a little bit, then we end up running in and on them too much. And, I think a little bit of that was just – we made some defensive errors this year more than we have in the past. And I think our pitchers kind of got caught up in trying to do too much and trying to strike batters out instead of trying to get them to hit to an out for our defense. So once we got later in the season, we started trusting our defense a little bit more and trusting ourselves. We weren't overthrowing. And so I think we really started cleaning those hit batters up the last 2-3 weeks of the season.
And by the way, when I asked that, I didn't want to single your team out. I'm just saying, yeah. I was kind of saying in general, it just seems like there were more hit batters in general, you know, baseball wide this season. I mean, it was just is strange. I don't know whether it was the hitters moving up or pitchers just missing their spots inside.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of a little bit of both. I think, especially in the corner conference, we had some upperclassmen pitchers that were, you know, working outside corners quite well, you know, and when the umpire's calling that, we've got to adjust to that. And so it kind of gets toes up to the line a little bit more. And so if we lose one in, then that kind of happens. So as you start working outside of the zone, you start getting batters work in a little bit, and say you lose a breaking ball or something like that, it's bound to happen. So,
yeah. What about offensively? What are your priorities there to try and generate more runs? Because you're losing your top two hitters.
Yeah, for sure. I thought, you know, top to bottom, this was probably our best year in quite a while that we've, you know, hit top to bottom as far as just consistently. And, you know, a lot of our issue was just, we were jumpy. We were one to hit real bad. So we were out in front of a lot of pitchers. And, so our, you know, our big focus is just, you know, staying patient and seeing a few more pitches. We did a better job of working counts this year than we have in the past, instead of just jumping on first pitch. But, you know, now it's just developing into that, you know, being patient in it all. You know, those guys that I'm graduating now, you know, they have shown that just keeping to work, that you just continue to increase your consistency on that. And so these younger guys coming up are starting to see that. And, you know, we saw it with our JV players, our young players, they really got a lot more consistent at their at-bats there late in the season. That's what you want to see ultimately, is just growth all the way through. So we need to work just making sure that top to bottom, we can put the bat on the ball so that we can move runners with all of our lineup. And, you know, we're going to keep working our small ball. We like to play small. We bunted a lot more this year than we had maybe the last year or two, but still not as much as I'd like to. So just being able to kind of work those things a little bit more is probably going to be an offseason emphasis.
Well, let's hope it comes together. You haven't had a winning season since 2016, but you're slowly making progress here these last few seasons. Let's hope that the progress continues. Coach, really appreciate your time here today and throughout the season. And, hey, basketball season won't be far away, so we will speak to you pretty soon. Thanks so much.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Ryan Lockwood, head coach for Griswold Baseball, with us here on KSOM.